Hi, my name is Mike Ginger. I'm 21 and a university graduate. I would like to report what happened 3 days ago. I applied for a job in a major electronics superstore. I thought this place would be ideal for me, since I love cameras and I spent a week preparing for the interview. I was told I would have 5 minutes to talk to interviewers about my hobbies. So, armed with photographs to illustrate my love of aquariums, I went to the group interview on Tuesday. But instead of presenting my skills, I ended up doing robotic-style dancing. The group was divided into two, and each had to make up a dance. I think everyone initially thought it was a joke, but they were serious. I had spent the past week researching the company and looking forward to being able to express myself and talk about what I love doing. I just felt so embarrassed and uncomfortable. I ended up dancing to a techno song, doing rubbish robotics in my suit in front of a group of strangers. Another middle-aged guy looked really upset as he danced to a rap song.
My name is Linda White. I'm a spokesperson for the store. I wish to apologize for what happened. The dance segment of the interview was a mistake and was not part of our official recruitment processes. Dance is only a team-building exercise in our company. Of course, we are inviting everyone back for another interview. I want to add that we are currently investigating those members of the store who organized the recruitment session.
My name is Jim O'Connor. I'm a lobbyist on behalf of unemployed young people. I have noticed that more and more companies were using original ways to interview people. But this is one of the craziest I have heard about. Companies claim such things are a way of relaxing people and seeing how they react in different situations. In fact, I think employers also want to make the interviews fun for themselves. But they often forget that people going for jobs can be really insecure, and it's a huge deal for them. I think it shows a lack of understanding.